From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. An international tribunal at The Hague Tuesday rejected China's claim of sovereignty over most of the South China Sea and ruled it violated the maritime rights of the Philippines. The long-anticipated landmark ruling resulted in a sharp response from Beijing, which has refused to participate in the proceeding and vowed not to abide by it. China's ambassador to the U.S., Sui Tian Kai, said in Washington the ruling will disincentivize negotiations.
The proceedings will probably do a great deal of damage to the efforts by the members of the international community to engage in negotiations and consultation for settlement of any possible disputes.
While he warned it could intensify conflict in the region, China remains, he said, committed to negotiation. In Manila, Philippine Foreign Secretary Perfecto Yasay said his government is studying the complex ruling carefully.
We call on those concerned to exercise restraint and sobriety. The Philippines strongly affirms its respect for this milestone decision.
The ruling stemmed from a complaint brought by Manila 3 years ago, accusing Beijing of violating the UN Convention on the Law of the Seas, with its actions on the Scarborough Shoal, a reef located off the Philippine coast. The United Nations has warned of severe acute malnutrition and famine-like conditions across Nigeria's northeast Borno state, affecting displacement camps that house tens of thousands of refugees who have fled Boko Haram violence. The camps are described as hard to reach and insecure. An appeal has been issued for more than $200 million in funds over the next 10 weeks. This is VOA News.